Chapter 1. And from behind the curve of the large gaseous planet at coordinate B5682.76R1, the Emperor 12 solar flare arose on the bow of her ship, and she was a radiant blaze flooding all of the void. The rays of her light, reaching outward like the spear spokes of her throne, struck the metal shells, which were the dwelling places of human beings in Sector B5682, and illuminated them brightly. The sensors of 12 Solar Flare's ship recorded 10 of them, each alike to the other, and this number has not increased since. Within the shells, the men and women knew not seasons, nor growth, nor decay, but lived endlessly in orbit without benefit of a planetary home. The largest of these shells called itself Lascelles Station, which in the language of its people meant a station that both listened and heard. But the people there had grown strange and cleaved to themselves, though they were capable of learning language, and immediately began to do so. The Expansion History, Book 5, Lines 72-87, anonymous, but attributed to the historian poet Pseudo 13 River, writing in the reign of the Emperor of All Takes Kalan, 3 Pedigree. In order to expedite your travel into the Imperium, Takes Kalan requests the following as proofs of identity. A. A genetic record stating your sole possession of your own genotype, unshared with clone sibs. Or a notarized document stating that your genotype is at least 90% unique and that no other individual holds legal claim to it. B. An itemized list of goods, chattels, currencies, and objects of idea commerce, which you intend to bring with you. C. A work permit from a registered employer in a Takes Kalanli system, signed and notarized, with salary and maintenance information. Or, a record of superlative performance on Takes Kalanli imperial examinations. Or, an invitation by a person, government entity, bureau, ministry, or other authorized individual, specifying your entrance and exit dates from Imperium space. Or, evidence of sufficient self-supporting currency. Form 721Q, visa application made from foreign sectors. Alphabetic language variant, page 6. Mahit came down to the city, heart planet and capital of the Takes Kalanli Empire, in a seed skiff, a bubble of a ship, hardly big enough for her body and her luggage both. She squirted from the side of the Imperial cruiser, Ascension's Red Harvest, and burned atmosphere on her planetward trajectory, which distorted the view. Thus, the first time she saw the city with her own flesh eyes, not an infofiche or holograph or imago memory, it was haloed in white fire and shone like an endless glittering sea, an entire planet rendered into an ecumenopolis, palatially urban. Even its dark spots, older metropolises not yet clad in metal, decaying urban blight, the harnessed remains of lakes, looked populated. Only the oceans remained untouched, and they gleamed too, a brilliantine blue turquoise. The city was very beautiful and very big. Mahit had been on a fair number of planets, the ones closest to Lascelles Station that weren't completely inimical to human life, and she was nevertheless overcome by awe. Her heart beat faster. Her palms went clammy where they gripped her harness. The city appeared exactly as it was always described in Takes Kalanli documents and songs. The jewel at the heart of the empire, complete with atmospheric glow. "That's what looking at it is meant to make you think," said her imago. He was a faint, staticky taste on the back of her tongue, a flash of gray eyes and sun-dark skin in her peripheral vision. The voice in the back of her head, but not quite her voice. Someone around her age, but male, and quicksilver smug, and as excited to be here as she was. She felt her mouth curve in his smile, a heavier and wider thing than the muscles in her face preferred.